Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Matrix Mouth Miller.
How you doing there, Blake Buck?
I'm doing pretty good. And we've also got Justin Ficarotta of Kill Monty fame.
Yo, how's it going, fellas?
It's going good. News is a little slower this week than it has been in prior weeks.
Yeah, but you know what? We're still doing a show.
That's right. Enjoy it, bitches. Where's our present?
You know, I got an aim from somebody, one of our fans the other day. I don't remember who it was, but he was like, I love it. You're spamming my feed. It's like doing a show every week like we're supposed to is spamming right to them.
So, not as much news this week, but we still got some exciting things to talk about. All right. And it's time for... What is it? Oh, fuck. I forgot the date already. God damn it.
Such an idiot.
And this is your best damn podcast ever for... August 5th, 2009. Alright, this week in the news, breaking the law, DEA confiscates best damn arcade cabinet ever, Xbox avatars take the Guitar Hero 5 stage, and TI headlining a hip-hip MMORPG. All this and more on this week's best damn podcast ever.
So I think we should make this a segment, a recurring segment, when gaming and the law collide. So this is called, this is the first of this segment, Breaking the Law. So, Peachy, if you want to cue up some Judas Priest here, that'd be great.
I think
scratch
we got
that.
It.
No, we got
I
it.
I got it.
All right. So the DEA just confiscated an arcade cabinet stuffed with 172 pounds of marijuana in Las Vegas this week.
Yeah, Vegas. 172?
Yeah, $170,000 worth of pot.
Oh my God!
How about that? Now what I want to know is, like, was this guy hiding it there? Was he trying to transport it? Like, first of all, when do you ever see anybody walking around with an arcade cabinet? Like, was he trying to move it in the arcade cabinet?
Well, I can see that. You've got, like, this big... It's sort of the other way. You're trying to blend in by making yourself more obvious.
I guess. It's kind of like Justin Fick walking down the street with that Mortal Kombat 2 cabinet. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
There was absolutely no weed in that arcade cabinet.
What actually happened to that thing?
I tried to smoke it, and it did not work.
That thing is still sitting in my apartment, as busted up as ever. I gotta start working.
No,
on this
I saw it.
Thing.
I saw it when I came up to New York a few weeks ago.
So anyway, this guy, I don't know. We don't know what game it was. We can only speculate.
No, it. Okay, so on the picture of this of the article,
the only arcade game you can smuggle weed in is Narc.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Like, I think they let you out of jail if you do that. They're like, you know what, you're free to go.
That was awesome. You got us. Good one.
And the photograph of this dude getting arrested, I don't know if this was Photoshopped or the original, but the title of the cabinet itself said Pot Man.
Oh, okay.
Like Pac-Man.
Very good. Game journalist.
I don't know if somebody Photoshopped right. that or he was actually, you know, oh, wouldn't it be funny if I smuggle weed in my pot cabinet?
Oh.
No, I can see this. You know, they hide it in, like, tires and all sorts of
dude,
stuff.
Dude, I guarantee you we're going to see an article in, like, the L.A. Times or the Las Vegas Times coming out saying somebody smuggled weed in a Grand Theft Auto cabinet. Even though that game doesn't even exist in
Grand Theft Auto gives you weed when you play.
Yeah, no, it's just like one of those, you know, those little machines that spit out a little plastic bubble with a prize inside?
Yeah.
It just pops out a little bubble with a little bud inside.
It's got a bowl in it.
Yeah.
We got some more Grand Theft. We got Grand Theft Auto Judgment coming up in a little bit.
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't? You're not going to judge
well,
that
we'll
game?
We'll do a micro judgment.
Okay.
those are judgments when we're real lazy.
All right. So, in case there's anyone else out there that still gives a shit about Guitar Hero, Activision has revealed that in the latest installment, Guitar Hero 5, which is crazy because I don't remember there being Guitar Hero 4.
That was a world tour.
Ah, okay. So that counts.
I guess.
So Guitar Hero 5 will now feature Microsoft's user-customized avatars.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So all right. in an effort to remove any remaining personality from that game whatsoever. So, but it says, in addition to the roster of Guitar Hero staples such as Axel Steel and blah, 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 you would now be able to play as your own avatars on stage. behind any instrument you want. And but don't expect, it says here, don't expect your avatars to indulge in a rock and roll lifestyle. If you guys remember, Microsoft has a whole list of things that your avatars cannot do. Which
yeah,
know,
I
would
see him doing lines before.
Yeah,
they
he's like doing coke behind the, you know, backstage. I would buy Guitar Hero 5 if they did that. Bobby Kotick of Activision, if you are listening.
And they can also, it says in the, I've read this, it says in the developer's agreement that the avatars can only play Kingston Trio songs. They're only allowed to play Kingston Trio songs.
You know what I want to see is the avatars, and they're like, you know, there's a dead hooker backstage, and they're trying to figure out what to do. And even the hooker can be like your sister avatar. What have I done?
Somebody needs to do a webcomic or something.
Pick one of the unused avatars for the hooker.
Yeah. Some machinima or something.
So
like
I watched
that.
A video on this, and it looked, I mean, they're rocking out, and, you know, I guess, I'm so fucking done with Guitar Hero at this point. It's like, even Rock Band, you know, I loved Rock Band, but I'm so done with playing music on my video games.
Actually, we played Lips the other night. Now, we were drunk. But, dude, Lips, that thing is
fun.
I have
gotten more mileage out of Lips, I think, than any. Because it is the perfect drunk game. There are no buttons.
You shake
you just
the controller
shout
to indicate
into this tube.
You want.
Yeah, if you go on Lips and, like, look at, like, number of songs played, if they have, like, a stat for that, it would be mind-boggling.
And, dude, they have Hadaway. I mean, come on.
I mean, I've had sessions where I played Lips till like 4. So anyway,
you know, I guess the thing that has going for it is it's not really a game; it's a karaoke machine. It's a really good
karaoke
machine.
But that's all right with me,
dude. Sir Mix-a-Lot, they just put on Lips. Oh my god, I hadn't played it. I downloaded it. We're gonna have to play it next time I get drunk.
But dude,
speaking of which, why am I not drinking?
I don't know. This Guitar Hero 5, like. Even the box, like if you look at the box
art.
Oh,
it's so ass.
It's just, it looks retarded. Even the number 5 is not even in the right font. It's just like Times New Roman font, number 5.
If you look at the box, it's just, in fact, Peachy or somebody, put the graphic up here in the feed. It's like, it's a big black, like, I don't, like an amp. Like, but it's just like a black box that says Guitar Hero 5 on it. That's your box art. It's like, well, we are... It's like Guitar Hero 5, colon, we are done trying.
But you'll still buy it.
You'll just, just buy it. But so, this has me wishing that Microsoft's avatar system, like, that there was no M-rated family-friendly restriction on what you can do with avatars.
Yeah.
Like this makes me wish you could take your avatar and just like snort coke or, you know, take rocket launchers and blow each other into fucking meat jibs.
Well, I think it's a smart move on Microsoft because as we were talking about, you know, about with the kid with pot turns into Grand Theft Auto made me addicted to pot. You know, if there's even a short clip of these avatars doing something they're not supposed to, you know, they would jump all over it and be like, Xbox lets you rape your babies.
I think it's kind of sad. It's like the death of the rhythm gaming, like, golden age. I remember a time when you could walk in, when you could walk into an apartment building with your axe, like, and just go knock on somebody's door like Justin Fick did. And start.
Well, I think another thing that you forget is that we're jaded. You know, we forget that we're much older gamers. We were playing rhythm games before, you know, Rock Band or Guitar Hero even came around. So to us, it's kind of old hat, especially when they're on the 5th iteration. But some people are just experiencing Guitar Hero. They might get Guitar Hero 5, this first one they've ever played. So you got to keep that in mind.
That's true.
But the thing is too, like, if this is the first one they ever played, it's like they are not experienced in the whole, you know, like you said, the golden age of it, which I would say is Guitar Hero 2.
No, but I'm saying, like, let's say you just moved to college this fall and you have one game, all right, you're going to have 10 friends, you know, and it's, to them, that will be the golden age. You see what I'm saying?
I guess.
Well, the thing is, their golden age doesn't have shit on our golden age. Their golden age sucks.
Yeah, fuck those assholes.
No, I feel sorry for anyone that has to have Guitar Hero 5 as their golden age of rhythm games.
Yeah, but, they say, oh, but you only had this many songs, and you didn't have, you know, make a character and all that. I mean, I don't know. I think it's just because we played it so much, we burn out on it.
Burnout.
Ooh, burnout. Dude, I watched this video.
Speaking of golden age.
I watched this video for Blur, which is Bizarre Creations' new game, which if you don't know who they are, they make Project Gotham Racing. Anyway, their new game called Blur, it is an exact copy of Burnout, except it does not look as good.
Oh, no.
Dumb. We're done with that.
Thumbs down. So, anyway, moving on. Next story. Now, this is big news. T.I. headlighting an MMORPG.
Now, Blake Buck, what is T.I.'s real name?
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked. It's Clifford Harris Jr.
Okay, Clifford.
I just imagine him, like, in, like, grade school, and he's like, I'm gonna be a big rapper someday. And the teacher's like, shut up, Clifford. You faggot. What the hell's wrong with you? So, incarcerated hip-hop star to sign on to... Now, get this. You know how they have Second Life, right? They said, we're gonna take this one step further. This game is called Platinum Life. It is a new free-to-play multi-platform massively multiplayer online game which incorporates role-playing and rhythm elements. Now, first of all, free-to-play, oh god, it's gonna suck. Multi-platform, oh my god, I hope this is not on Xbox. Can you imagine? It's one thing to make a shit MMO on the PC, but multi-platform, uh-oh.
Now I think that's the only way they can do it. Now, we can ask Andre about this during the Black Nerd State of the Union, but I don't think many Black Nerds play PC games. I think it's the majority are console gamers. I think that's where the demographic skews.
That may be true, but more Black Nerds have PCs. I would say PCs are more, if you're trying to reach a wider audience, the PC would be the way to go.
Also, if anybody's interested in doing any other sort of ethnic State of the Union, like, we have no idea what Hispanic gamers do. We don't know what they play.
They just, I don't know, what do they play? Like, Speedy Gonzalez or something.
Oh my god, could you be any more culturally insensitive? You asshole.
Does he have a name?
Jesus Christ. Somebody come over to our house and shoot him. Please. God. Jerk.
Look, if you're looking for sensitivity on this show, you have come to the wrong fucking place.
I guess so.
All right, back to making fun of black people. So the game is called Platinum Life. And it is a microtransaction-based title that will take, and this is their PR quote, It'll take standard free play role-playing mechanics and adapt it to a hip-hop music scene setting. Players will take the role of an aspiring musician who must earn fame, the game's version of experience points. This is accomplished primarily through playing shows in the game where players will perform hip-hop hits by engaging in Guitar Hero-like pattern-matching rhythm games and mini-games similar to RPGs. As players become more famous, the size of their NPC entourage will increase, as will the drama of the NPCs in said entourage. This drama system creates tasks for the players to do, such as missions, as well as helping out entourage members who are in troubled relationships or in trouble with the law. I think we need breaking the law here one more time.
One more time, Judas Priest.
So,
you must bring me 172 pounds of marijuana to put in my arcade cabinet.
You must get me a bunch of guns that I will defend myself with. Now, oh, wait, I went to jail for a year.
Now,
let me sign up for an MMO in the meantime.
I know. I'm pretty excited about this game because I, like most white people, am sort of fascinated with hip-hop culture and wish to experience it vicariously through either rap music or directly in a game. And I'm going to play this game. I'm going to be awesome at it. My posse's going to be huge. Lots of drama.
They're going to be getting shot a lot. Oh, Samba de Amigo. That's what they're playing.
Oh, we got Samba de Amigo for the Wii, and, like, it's impossible to play it.
No, because everybody who plays the original will claim that it's impossible to play because you suck, all right? That game has this pretty steep learning curve, all right? I bet you just suck at it. Hell, I'm go out here when we're done with this show.
How does that game have a steep learning curve? It's fucking bongos.
No, because where you hold your hand...
No, it's maracas.
It's maracas. Where you hold your hands...
Oh, shit, I'm thinking of something totally different.
Yeah, you're thinking of Jungle Beat.
Blake has that one too. Any game with a peripheral, Blake
Dude,
has.
I still do to an extent. I used to collect any game that had silly peripherals.
Remember what was that game that had the big like control deck that you got? There were two of them.
Control deck?
Yeah, you got a cockpit.
Oh, you're talking about Steel Battalion,
Steel Battalion.
Oh, I love Steel Battalion. look, that's...
The game was like $150.
It had an eject button. Is that under a flip-up, like,
piece of
plastic.
Does that shut the tape off? Is it, like, to restart your
Xbox?
Well,
it was super realistic, so if you eject it, you lost your truck. That was it.
That's a recent addition to the lexicon. Truck is now any moving vehicle.
Yeah, dude, that game was awesome. Whatever. All right, so TI, I loved Blood in the Sand. In fact, I think I have it. It has two player. Oh my god! All right, we're playing Blood in the Sand. After we turn this show off.
Forget the new Gears expansion. We'll do Blood in the Sand.
Oh, look. We're getting to that in a minute. So, at your news. Time for releases. All right. This weekend releases. Pretty much the only thing of interest we have is Fallout 3 Mothership Zeta. And this is coming out on Xbox 360 and PC. It's a new expansion pack for Fallout 3. It's set in space. You find a spaceship, nice. And you get beamed up, and you gotta kill aliens. I like it because it's like 60s era aliens, so they got the big, you know, kind of like the big, remember the Buicks from the 1950s? They all kind of look like that.
Dude, if you ever watch Star Trek, like The Next Generation, the bridge in Star Trek The Next Generation looks like a Buick. Like the interior of a Buick. It's got like wood paneling. It's all
dude,
beige
paneling.
And shit.
Bring that shit back. I want to panel everything in this room.
Yeah, so, that game looks really cool because like your man, right, your spaceman that you drive around, he's got like a Mercury era spacesuit on with like the highly reflective metallic kind, you know, with the helmet and all that. It looks awesome. The pressure suit.
Yeah.
It's cool. Looks very cool.
So
I think it's cool because I'm just like I'm halfway through Fallout 3 right now. It's just sitting there half finished and I'm wondering how the hell we get to aliens.
No, well, I saw the trailer. If you check it out, you just like, oh, there's a crashed alien ship, and you walk up to it, and they beam you up.
Done.
But I was in DC a few weeks ago. In fact, I'm writing a blog article to post about it. But I was in Union Station,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh shit. This is where the mutants are in Fallout. I better get moving. You know, it's got that big, like, arch.
It's not safe here.
All that like, big arched atrium.
It's kind of like how when we were in San Francisco for Macworld at one time, Blake Buck knew where everything was because he played GTA. he knew where all the pickups were.
Yeah, I was playing...
he was confused because none of the little icons popped up while you're driving around.
He knew where to find all the best trucks.
I knew where all the good trucks were.
I was playing Lost and Damned last night. And I tried to find Freeverse. And I was like, I know it should be around here, but I just can't find it.
It's under the bridge, under the Brooklyn Bridge, right, Justin Fick?
Yep, right.
I tried to find something that would be like the equivalent, but it was just like shops. And I was like, oh, that's isn't it. All right, so who's got this next release?
Yeah, I'll take this one. We got G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra. For PS3, 360, PSP, PS2, DS, and the Wii, coming out on August 4th.
Oh, boy.
G.I. Joe, the video game, picks up with a live-action movie, Leaves Off. Oh. Features 12 G.I. Joe characters in co-op mode.
Oh, but that means if I play the game first, my G.I. Joe movie-going experience will be ruined.
Ruined. Totally spoiled.
No. Oh, what ass. Look, who's like, ooh, G.I. Joe? Thank God they turned that into a movie. I've been waiting.
It looks like good, like stupid fun.
Oh,
like Transformers 2 level.
You know what movie I want to see is that Funny People. Didn't that come out this week?
Yeah, this
is Adam Sandler. It's Judd Apatow's new movie.
Yeah, that looks good.
Dude, I love... If any of you guys want to see a hilarious fucking movie, go watch The Ten or Wet Hot American Summer. Those are like classics in my book.
So funny. So good.
All right, here, take a seat.
All right, next we got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
Turtles in Time reshelled for the Xbox 360. Dude.
Sorry.
Wow, Justin Fink. No, man, it's like the original side-scrolling beat 'em up, just like redone in 3D, I think, right? Isn't it,
yeah.
Isn't it new 3D version?
Actually, I'm excited for this one, too.
Yeah.
I'm excited, but at the same time, they designed these games back in the mid-90s to just, like, suck quarters. So you're going to die. You know, that's one thing I hate about the original Turtles. You just die over and over and over and over and over again.
And you fight the same, like, foot. Like, isn't that what they're called? The Foot?
The Foot Clan.
You fight the same Foot Clan.
No, they change colors and get different, you know.
Power swap.
Different weapons and stuff. So, I don't know. This one looks pretty cool, but I think I read it's going to be
$15. Oh, my God. Really?
Actually, I heard it's going to be 10.
Oh, really?
I think this is the only Summer of Arcade title that's going to be 10 bucks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, originally, I think it was going to be 15. I'm like, because the original Turtles game was 5 on XBLA.
Yeah.
So, 10 I can do. I'll probably buy this for 10. You and me are going to play through it.
All right. We'll do it. And then right after that, we'll do Metal Slug. All of them.
Oh.
Dude, we'll play them games.
I'm excited for this. It's going to be an instant try, at least. The only thing I'm worried about is that the transition to 3D is going to sort of suck out the personality of it.
I've looked at screenshots and video, and it seems to retain it. I mean, it has more of a, like a Turtles animated feel from the new Turtles.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But it still looks decent enough. And as long as they keep the soundtrack, oh my God, dude, the original Turtles in Time, oh, yeah. Dude. That is on the SNES, that's up there in like the classics. I'm mixing some of that SNES music I was talking about. I've got 3 tracks from Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time's getting pop chopped.
It is. Man, I'm telling you, what happened to like good children's television, like teenage...
No, you just got old and you don't appreciate it.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, okay? Now, what we got now? Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Well, it's the same shit.
No.
It's the same shit. You're just old and you think once... Or Yu-Gi-Oh! You know, if you were a kid, you would think Yu-Gi-Oh! Is awesome.
You know what? If they remade Ninja Turtles, if they were to make that franchise, you know, for the first time right now, one of them turtles would be in a wheelchair. Because it has to be extreme, and in order to be extreme, you got to have a wheelchair character.
Wait a minute. It just occurred to me, okay, 10 years from now, are they going to be making like an Xbox, like 1080, like Avatar game?
I'm sure.
And like Yu-Gi-Oh game, and people are going to be like, oh, I used to love that show back in the day. Next, we got SingStar Queen coming out for PS3 and PS2.
Wait a minute. How is anybody going to clear, except for Blake and his blazing falsetto? How is anybody gonna beat SingStar Queen? That's impossible.
This is SingStar hard mode.
I have never played a SingStar game, but they always look really good.
They do look good.
In fact, I think they're better than Lips, because you could do like replays and record performances and play online. Can't you do none of that shit on Lips?
Lips is like bare bones.
Yeah, Lips is like you drunk, here's Mike.
There's something to be said for that.
Lips is Microsoft looking at SingStar, and they're like, oh, we can do that too.
Apparently, I think there's some new Lips compilation coming out this fall. I think I read that somewhere. It's going to have like a bunch of the DLC tracks. Mm. And if there's one thing you can say about Lips, it's like Rock Band. They have solid tracks on there every week.
Yeah.
I think they're up to like 200-something songs now.
Nice.
Which and they shipped with 40.
Also, the way they display them to you, it's just a huge grid. It's a matrix of stuff. even easier. And it's got the picture.
Yeah, it's like so rudimentary. Yeah. You know? Like, it assumes that, like, I'm high and drunk, tripping on acid. I will play karaoke, and I'm hungry.
Oh, last night we were...
Oh, man, I ate all those pizza rolls.
Someone go back to the arcade cabinet, get me another bowl.
It was 3 in the morning. Nikki had made pizza rolls in the oven.
Pizza rolls is the perfect companion to Lips. Because, like, pizza rolls are the drunk food for the drunkest you can get. Because all you have to do is put them in your mouth and eat. Yeah. Unless they're too hot, and then you go, ow.
Yeah, but you still eat them anyway.
That's the problem. It's like, because, you know, time dilates when you're drunk. You get burned by your pizza roll once, and then 5 seconds later,
it's been like an hour.
Yeah. No, they're not. They're still hot.
All right, what is this next guy? Miller, take this.
What are we even? Oh, Hearts of Iron 3 for PC. Hearts of Iron... series returns for third installment with new feet. Has anybody played this game?
Wasn't this on... this used to be like a big Mac game. I would see this on Inside Mac Games every now and then.
What is it? I don't know. We would talk about it
on IMG back in the day. I don't know. If anybody knows what the fuck Hearts of Iron is, feedback at bestdamnpodcastever.com.
I kind of recall us having Hearts of Iron 2 on releases at one point and us not knowing what the fuck it was then either.
Like 6 years from now, we're still doing this show.
Hearts of Iron 10 comes out. What the fuck is this?
We still don't have shirts.
We're getting them next show, we promise.
All right, I'm going to take this next one because I'm saving the last one for you, Fick. Brave, no. Brave, a war. Listen to this title. Brave, a warrior's tale. It's coming out on Xbox 360, PSP, and Wii. On August 4th, Brave is an action-adventure game drawing on culture, history, and mythology of Native America. Oh, boys.
Sounds like Dynasty Warriors game
just got worse.
I've already played this game. It's called Prey.
No. We play this game. It's called Turok.
Dude, you know, we make fun of Prey a lot. Prey... If you can find Prey probably for $10 now, it's worth $10.
You can vomit in zero gravity. That is the height of Native American culture.
Oh, I love it. All right, Justin Fick, take this last one with pride.
With pride, I announced the last release, and very much not the least. I'm very excited about this. Hannah Montana Rock Out the Show for PSP coming out August 4th. You can design each of Hannah Montana's performances, including stage sets, song lists, and performers in Hannah Montana Rock Out the Show.
Now, I know you're waiting on this one.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting intently. I already know how it ends. We find out that Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus are the same person.
Ooh. And then we wonder why she's a sexual icon in our society, even though she's like fucking 12.
It also features your avatars in game, where you can go backstage with Miley Cyrus and snort coke with her.
I saw Miley Cyrus on the cover of Vanity Fair. You ain't fooling nobody, all right? Trying to act like you a kid, Disney. I done seen you.
It's past the threshold.
Look, we're gonna make fun of pedophiles, and then at the same time, Miley Cyrus on Vanity Fair with all her stuff on the front.
All right.
You know what's going to happen is Hannah Montana's going to be like the Harry Potter kids. Like, they're going to be like 35, and they're still acting like they're in fucking high school.
Yeah, so, how old are they now?
They're not that much older than their characters are.
Look, I saw Hermione or whatever. The actress was on Dave Letterman. She's getting hot.
Is she getting close, Blake?
She's like 16, I think. All right, she's getting hot.
Blake's got the countdown timer.
Hermione legality days. I'm just telling you, look, 3 years from now, she's going to be in porn. No doubt. Her Harry Potter career dries up. It's straight to, what's it called? Like Virgin Media or whatever, that huge porn company.
Dude, it's all going to be about them flying Nimbus 3000 brooms.
Hardwood with Hermione. All right, on that pedophile note, it's time for judgment.
All right. Speaking of
pedophiles, Too Human. A game I reviewed last week, which not even pedophiles should be forced to play. I have an addendum to. So Ben Buck calls me up last night. He's playing through, because I told you they had a buy two, get one free at GameStop. So we got two copies of Too Human for the price of one. So he's been playing through it because he loves Silicon Knights. He loved Eternal Darkness, right? So he's like, Blake, play multiplayer with me. Oh, my God.
Why are you still playing this game at all?
I don't know. And he's on, like, the last level. I'm like, how are you subjecting yourself to this? And he's like, well, I mean, I paid money for it, so I might as well play through it, right? And I said, look, if you were to order a pizza and it has a piece of shit on it, you wouldn't force yourself to eat the pizza. So,
well, where are the toppings are on it?
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear here.
So the multiplayer is so awkward. I mean, like, and only one person actually progresses. The other person, if you're playing through a level, Like, I joined his game. We got halfway through a level. Then when we quit, I'm back at the beginning because only the host progressed.
No, that's kind of how Diablo works, right? When you play on Battle.net, you have, like, it's the lowest common denominator.
If you find new waypoints.
I mean, they can go, yeah. But the quest log is
Right, but I'm saying we're not questing together. Only he's questing, and I'm, like, tacked on just
being
there.
Oh, you're kind of like the henchman of Fable 2.
Yeah, exactly. And then the story is so bad. I'm watching these. Thank God in multiplayer they cut out the cutscenes. But, like, okay, so I killed all these dudes. I'm running up to, like, the valley. Looks like the next part of the level, right? And I can't move. I'm running against an invisible wall. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? This is clearly where I'm supposed to go. Nothing's happening. About 5 seconds, a cutscene starts. I was waiting for the awful fucking cutscene to load.
I hate that game because, like, I was watching Blake Buck play it. He's running along this bridge, right? And beyond the bridge is this cool fucking, like, level, right? Looks like there's cool shit to do down there.
Yeah, it's cool spaceship.
Cool spaceship, right? You try to jump off the bridge, nope. Invisible collision volume. Can't do it. Like, worst level design ever.
So, the leveling is... All the levels, all the enemies were at his level, so I was way... He's, like, twice as high as me. I was getting my ass kicked. And even Ben Buck says it sucks now, which... If you can't sell a diehard Silicon Knights fan on this game, your game fucking sucks balls. Too human. Worst game I've played in at least the past 2 years.
And it all that brouhaha that they went through getting it done, like all that the suing epic.
Oh, it had so much marketing.
Ten years went into that game.
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Oh, so ass.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so now, still balls.
Now, if the pizza had, like, sausage on it and meatballs, you might not even notice it. Like, it's a whole slice of pizza. Like, yeah, if it had, like, a bunch of sausage, you probably wouldn't even notice it.
All right, so I got one more judgment for you guys. That was just an add-on judgment. I review Gears of War, the Dark Corner / All Fronts map pack. Now, Just Vic, have you played any of this Heat?
I have not played any of the new Gears Heat.
Okay, well, essentially... This new map pack for Gears is Dark Corners is 7 new multiplayer maps and a single player level for $15. Now, I think we talked about this 2 shows ago or something like that. But essentially 7 new multiplayer levels. They're all... Well, here, let me describe. The All Fronts, which is a different version, is 19 multiplayer maps and the single player level. So, the pros, it's got... If you haven't played Gears in a while like me... You're going to get all the maps for $20, which is pretty sweet considering I love Horde mode, dude. I could play Horde mode, you know, all day. That's the one where you shoot the dudes and the enemies, and it's co-op. I like that. So it's a whole bunch of new maps. The game still looks amazing. I forget, Gears of War, far and away, is the best-looking game on Xbox. Far and away.
It looks good.
I mean, nothing has come close yet. The single player level, it isn't really long, but it's pretty fun. It's about 30 minutes. You know, you play through, you're like, oh, that's cool, sort of cool. Except it does have an intro by Cliffy B at the front, which ruins it.
Oh, no. Hey, Blazinski here, guys. This is just a little level, you know, a little, fuck you.
That's what I want to say when I watch it. They got new achievements, including one called Blood on the Sand, which I can only hope is derivative of T.I.'s previous game. Or no, not Fitty. Excuse me, not T.I. And again, some of these levels are really cool. I love the combustible map pack. It's got that heat. There's one of the new levels, the one Blood in the Sand, is like this, it's a level set in the desert. So there's a lot of variety if you get all 19 map packs. The cons, if you're a huge Gears fan and you've been buying these all along, you're getting fucked in the ass on this deal. For $15 is only getting you a new one, this little, you know, single player level, and only 7 new multiplayer maps, compared to 20, essentially, if you buy the All Fronts. So
yeah, because the All Fronts pack includes the maps from Dark Corners.
Right, the All Fronts is everything, and the Dark Corners is $15 by itself, which is ass rate. Mm. The other thing to consider is that the new multiplayer levels, the Dark Corner levels, they're okay. but they're kind of derivative of other maps. They don't, to me, my favorite maps are the ones that visually stand out or stand out from a gameplay perspective. And they don't really do that as much. Like, you know, the combustible map pack where they had the rising lava and, you know, or the gas station one, or even the one, I guess they do have the one that's in the desert. That's cool. So,
dude, I love those Gears maps. We since we licensed Unreal at Firaxis, like, you get, not only do you get the source for Gears, but you get all the assets, the art assets. You can, like, open up one of those things in the editor and look at, man, they are gorgeous.
I know.
Gorgeous.
And, I, you know, just for fun, I stuck in Unreal Tournament 3 the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, that game is gorgeous, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, because it runs on, like, the same engine, the Gears 2 engine. Oh, those games look awesome.
Yeah.
And also, another con, I hate multiplayer, because you'll be doing good, and then you just get your ass stomped. Like, 5 rounds in a row. It's either I'm doing good all night, or I'm getting my ass smoked all night. So, I do not like multiplayer. But if you haven't played Gears in a while, and you're looking to get back into it, the All Fronts map pack is awesome. If you're a huge Gears fan, you've probably already bought it, but you got fucked in the ass, and you had to pay $15. Mm. So, there you have it. Gears of War, Dark Corners, and All Fronts. It's time for...
You do the jank. I don't think I got one.
All right, so I got a jank for this week. So for those of you that that follow Xbox Live Arcade, the Microsoft is doing the Summer of Arcade, which includes games like Turtles in Time, Explosion Man. So there's about 5 games in total, I'm pretty sure. Each one is about $10 or $15, but the jank is Microsoft has said that if you buy all of the games, they will actually refund you 800 points.
Mm.
So it's basically buy 4 of the games, you get the 5th one free, or buy all the games, you get $10 to get a 6th one. So, you know, so it's sort of like saving you $10 on about $50 worth of really good games. Let me actually pull up the list of Summer of Arcade.
Yeah, what?
It's got there's some really good games this time.
Oh, okay. First of all, I have beef with one of them. Marvel vs. Capcom 2 used to be my favorite game back in the day on Dreamcast. Played it all the time. It was awesome, right? Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, playing it now... First of all, the demo sucks because you have to play multiplayer. They don't have any single player. So either you have to plug in another controller or you have to play online. And I hate internet. But I played it last night and I don't know. Something's missing. The backgrounds are in HD because they're all 3D, but the characters are all like super pixelated and blocky. I don't know. Something's been lost in the HD conversion. It looks kind of shitty now. I like it on my Dreamcast, all right? Lord of Systems.
Okay, so yeah, here's the full list of Summer of Arcade games. So there's... already out is Explosion Man, which is $10. And this game is actually a lot of fun. Basically, you only have, like, you are like this test subject kind of thing. Like, you're this radioactive, you know, really volatile dude, Explosion Man. And you only have 3 controls: left, right, and explode. But it plays a lot like N Plus, where you kind of have to navigate a level, but exploding does everything. You know, like, if you explode on the ground, it'll explode you up into the air like a jump. If you're on a wall, it'll wall jump you. Exploding triggers switches, you know, breaks down windows you can go through. You can explode next to scientists, and they explode into stakes and bones. And, you know,
I remember that.
It's a wonderful game, and the co-op is brilliant.
It reminds me of Indestructo Tank. Y'all ever play Indestructo Tank?
No.
All right, you go on Newgrounds and find this shit. Indestructo Tank is like your tank, and your side scroller, your tank, and all you can do is blow up. And you blow up, and like, if you land on anything, it blows up. Kind of like in Mario when you stomp on a Koopa.
Oh shit, yeah, I have played this. Yeah,
it bumps you up in the air, so you can like jump on planes and just blow up planes. And if you time it right, you know, your explosions correctly, you can just hop from plane to plane. and it's all about like getting as much, you know, blowing up as many things as you can with yourself as possible in the time allotted. It's really good. Indestructo Tank.
And then also out is Marvel vs. Capcom 2. This is $15. Blake has beef with it, and I've heard other people that, you know, Like, for instance, there's a very strong Street Fighter 4 following at Freeverse. Uh-huh. And they're all very excited about it, so I don't know whether or not it has met their expectations yet.
Yeah, I'll have to hear back from somebody who played the original. Tell me if it's been preserved, because I don't know. It looks like they've been messing with it.
So yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom, $15. We already talked about Turtles in Time, Rochelle for. Okay, so this says 15. I think this one's actually been taken down to 10. So on August 5th, people have to verify it, but I'm pretty sure this one's been reduced to $10. August 12th is a game called Trials HD, mm-hmm. which the title tells you absolutely nothing. But do you guys remember Motocross Maniacs for Game Boy?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
I've played that game.
Yeah,
it was on the original. It's an original Game Boy tape, right?
Yes, the original spinach colored Game Boy.
Yeah.
So like Trials HD is. That only on crack, like everything is on crack. So it's a 2D, you know, motocross game, but there's ramps and there's exploding barrels and you have jets and you have, you know, and then when you crash, like your dude's got ragdoll physics and he's, you know, breaking all his legs and arms everywhere. It looks incredible. It's got a level editor. It looks incredibly fun.
Nice.
So that's $15. And then the final one is the one that's got me all big and rubbery for it is Shadow Complex. It's August 19th, and this game looks fucking amazing. I cannot wait for this.
I'm excited for it too. Now I wasn't on board for a while, but I watched a couple trailers for it. It's looking hot.
Yeah, like pretty much when I first saw the video for this, all I needed to say was Super Metroid, and I was fucking standing at attention. Like I'm so horny for this game. It's not even funny.
That game uses the Unreal Engine too. It's the second if you count what was it. What was the game, the like fighting game that came out? This kind of side scroller ish. That was
So Chair first made Undertow.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Undertow.
Oh, yeah. That's
no.
Right.
No. Before Undertow, it was like it was one of the first Unreal 3 games to ship on Xbox.
Mm-hmm. What the hell are you talking about?
Because you were little mans and you had guns, and it was like a fighting game with guns, a side scroller.
Oh,
like,
you're talking about
Small Arms.
Small Arms. That's it. Yeah.
I didn't know that ran on Unreal.
Yeah, that was the first one of the first Unreal 3 games. Well, yeah, I'm ready for that one too. Like, I love those games, like fucking Super Metroid and Cave Story and all those like tool progression based games. You know,
well, like Cave Story. Hold on. I had mucus that was not coming up, no matter what I said. All right. So yeah, but like Cave Story, like couldn't match that massive open map that Super Metroid or Castlevania could pull off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was pretty much still a linear level thing. It's just you can go back through them if you want and find more shit.
Yeah. Like I was reading an article that one of the developers wrote, or an interview, and he was like, yeah, when we're playing that game, I instructed everybody to play Metroid every day for about 2 weeks. I still continue to play Metroid even though we're almost done every single day.
Awesome.
Like Super Metroid is one of those games it will just never get old for me. I could play it over and over and over again and never get tired of it.
Oh, good.
So yeah.
If you buy all five of these games, all five of which look very good, you'll get $10 back.
That's not a bad deal. In fact, now I'm starting to rethink it now, you know, because I'm likely going to buy at least three of those. So it's like, oh, fuck. Well, might as well buy all of them.
Get the rest, yeah.
So, but you know what I want to know? I bought all five of them last summer. Where's my fucking check? Reparations, bitch!
I don't think you get reparations, Blake Buck.
But I bought Xbox.
You were not promised 40 acres and a mule. Okay.
Let's do feedback. So first up, we got a voicemail from our good buddy Sneaker. So I'm just gonna play this for you guys. If you remember, he's the one who told us that Chi-Town, they get it right.
They get it right.
Oaktown also gets it right. So here is Sneaker.
Hey, what's happening? This is your boy Sneaker hit again. You know, repping for the Bay, Chicago, Brooklyn, New York. You know what I'm saying? You know, you were talking about how why black people like Scarface so much. Well, it's easy, man. First of all, he gets hyped up on cocaine, right? And he picks up an M16 and lays into every motherfucker in his house. He's a fucking shark in his hot tub. That's shit. That's why we like Scarface. Peace. Love y'all, man.
Indeed, I concur.
He is a shark in his own hot tub.
I like that. He takes the M16 and lays into everyone in his house. He doesn't want them in his house.
He doesn't politely ask them to leave.
No.
Yeah, no, excuse me, sir.
Oh. Man, I gotta go watch Scarface again. Oh, that is a good
god.
Movie.
Oh my god, so good.
Here, you wanna read
all right,
this
we one? Got one from X Gamer. It says, hey guys, X Gamer here. Wanted to congratulate you guys on hitting episode 50. On the actual email is my present that I whipped up for the celebration. It may not be present ready, but it's what I felt fits beat the BDPE spirit.
It's half finished.
If it's edited badly, it's because I'm not the best editor and still new at it. But anyway, I'm happy you hit episode 50, and here's to another 50 more.
All right, so he sent us this MP3, so I'm just going to play it. I'm going to let it go through the whole way. They did it! They did it! They did it!
They did it! He's down! Put.
All right.
Nice.
I
approve. In fact, that should be our new theme song from now on. Alex S. writes us in. Hi. I haven't had a chance to listen to BDPE 50 yet. I'm about to do that now, actually. But you guys were talking about having fun with old games and the lack of new games during the summer and stuff. So, I thought I'd mention my favorite site for old PC games, GOG.com. Good Old Games. Has an expanding catalog of old PC games. The prices range from $6 to $10. Plus, every game is guaranteed to work on XP and Vista, and they're all 100% DRM free. Alex S., man. You work for goodoldgames.com, don't you?
Yeah, I was about to say.
P.S. Good job bringing the show back. I thought it would never happen.
Oh, wait, is this like a DLC?
Oh, man, this looks slick. Cool. This looks really slick.
Look, you can like Duke Nukem. Buy it. Oh. $6 and oh, it plays nice.
Dude, Judge Dredd? Look at his chin.
Dude.
Oh, this does look pretty cool.
You gotta get on this.
Except no Mac. Whoop. Oh, well. I can dream, can I?
Yeah.
It looks sort of like a Steam, except more tailored to old PC games.
And it's a shame because the site has a very Mac look to it. Dude, give him a Mac version. Maybe I might jump on this.
Dude, yeah. Earthworm Jim? You see that back there?
Oh,
that.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know they made a PC version of that game.
So, yeah, if you're bored, check that out.
Nice.
We'll be expecting a check
Judge
from you guys.
Dredd, : Dredd versus Death.
I like Judge Dredd in that picture because he's just carrying a big book that says Law.
No, I remember when we announced that. That game's not that old because I remember we said that on the top. I remember reading that in releases one day.
Yeah.
Dredd versus Death.
Yeah, I mean, the release date, March 3rd, 2005.
That make for a pretty boring game. We all know who wins, baby. Come on. He's like Scarface.
He lays in every motherfucker in his house.
I was going to say shotgun in a hot tub. I guess that fits.
Well, here, I got an idea. I got an idea for a contest, actually.
Uh-oh.
So, in light of our new segment this week.
Breaking the Law.
The Breaking the Law segment, yep. So, Justin Fick has an arcade cabinet sitting in his apartment. For those that haven't heard the story, it was epic. Go back a couple episodes. I'm sure I talked about it in great detail. So, but yeah. So, there is a Mortal Kombat 2 arcade cabinet sitting in my apartment. It has been gutted. It is empty. And the perfect thing to fill it, of course, would be 172 pounds of meat. So the contest is I will take a picture of this arcade cabinet, and by the time this episode airs, you will get this picture of my arcade cabinet in your
it's right there. Look at it
right there. You can see it right there. I want you to put 172 pounds of weed into my arcade cabinet and whatever else you feel that I might need to unwind.
And all right, you guys out there thinking you're clever, you're gonna put a bunch of dicks all over it. All right, we've already seen that.
I was gonna think you're just gonna put Blake Buck in there smoking.
Yeah, we need more like Photoshop content. We got some good results from that.
What do we have to give away? I don't know.
Nothing. Respect.
Respect.
No, you get more posse.
Yeah, your entourage.
Your entourage gets bigger.
Yeah, anything that would satisfy me after a long day at work. Be creative.
All right, so I got something we can discuss here. We talked in we talked in a little bit about Guitar Hero 5 and how it's sort of these franchises are running out of steam, their sales are down. So maybe we can discuss how, or maybe even if, the rhythm gaming industry can make a comeback.
Now, okay, I have a theory about this, and this is production theory. And this is applicable to all game franchises out there, right? All right. If I were a publisher, here's what I would do. I have a bunch of franchises, right? And I would have a polyphasic release schedule, right? I'd have enough...
One syllable at a time there, Einstein.
Okay, I'd have one franchise go for, you know, four tapes, and then it would go dark for 4 years. And then it comes back, and all of a sudden everybody loves it again.
What, like, who does that?
It's Midway. All over again.
I wouldn't say Midway. Who is it that does that? It's like a musician. They're big in the 80s. It's on the shirt of that girl in Left 4 Dead. Depeche Mode. Because Depeche Mode, they only put out an album every, you know, like 5-10 years.
Right. Well, I mean, you can still put out a tape every, or a couple tapes every year. You just have a couple franchises that you phase in and out.
But at the same time, if you're trying to sell people on a peripheral, which is the largest, you know, selling point, at least from a monetary...
Okay, well, yeah, if you're a rhythm game manufacturer... Well,
that's what we're talking about. Okay. We're talking about rhythm games. How... If you're Activision or... Let's say Harmonix, because we all know none of us have much praise to say for Activision and Neversoft. But let's say you're Harmonix. Rock Band's starting to lose steam, particularly after The Beatles comes out. What do you do to keep the franchise going, or should you?
Well, I mean, you know, what I gathered from what William Miller was saying, you know, the whole polyphasic... Molecular, whatever the fuck
you're
talking about.
Just teledildonics, like, okay? We all understand
those syllables mean something to me. Okay. But yeah, the best way to keep your franchise strong is to let it die. I'm serious. Just let it fucking die. Just let it go. Do something else. You know, I don't like, you know, it's like Tony Hawk 8.
And see, I don't know about Harmonix. It's like Harmonix, their mission statement, so to speak, is to make to deliver the musical experience to non-musicians, and they did that. That is done. What are you going to do next? Because you did it.
Well, I mean,
yes, I mean, like they had Rock Band 2 and Guitar Hero 2. Like, those are both Harmonix games. So I mean, like they did do a few sequels, but they are more about, you know, what's the next way we can get music out, and not so much how do we take this franchise
and you know, I know they're thinking about that right now. I mean, they are, I'm sure, you know, they're having meetings all the time about what we can do that's different and new and fresh, because they know that it's not going to last forever.
I just have a feeling by the time Rock Band 3 rolls around, or whatever release is after this Beatles release, I think almost all traction in this industry is going to be lost.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I mean, I think Rock Band 2 is the smartest one of all the, because they have that huge library of music, is that they can keep the, you know, the whole more of the same conveyor belt going, but it's only adding value to a game that's already out. It's not like, okay, Rock Band 6 has these new 100 tracks from, you know, all that shit. It's like, we got our game. Our game is good. So here's more and more songs for that game.
Okay, I've got it. All right, here's what you're going to do. Okay, you look at a classic franchise, you know, and not a lot has changed. How do you reinvent the wheel? How do you make it better? All right, let's look where that's been done in the past. Gran Turismo, good game. They just sort of keep remaking it, you know, and they make the graphics nice, but it's the same thing. Oh, here's Burnout. We need to find the rhythm game equivalent of Burnout. I don't know what that is, but that's how you save it.
Yeah. Boy, what would that be? The rhythm game equivalent to Burnout. Man. I don't know.
Well, what do you guys think about Brutal Legend?
Well, Brutal Legend is a totally different kind of game. I mean, it's an adventure, like, it's an action game.
Yeah, I mean there's some rhythm going on in there. Like, there's some Guitar Hero-esque, like, tablatures that, you know, make you, that initiate special moves.
Okay, Ocarina of Time. We've seen that before. I mean, that game's been done. I think the reason that game is good is the flavor, the color on top, you know.
Right.
Jack Black's chop.
Dude, I love Jack Black. He's my hero. People say I look like Jack Black. You see that in a little bit?
No. You know what you look like, Blake? This just occurred to me. Your face. It looks like that brick in Mario with the face on it. You know what I'm talking about? The little yellow brick. It's got two eyes and a mouth.
Wait, what? Which one? Wait, now I gotta look.
I think it was in Super Mario.
Dude, there's no mouth.
It's just
bricks.
Two eyes and a nose. Yeah, it's got a little bitty face on it. That's what Blake looks like.
Yeah. It's just got two eyes. Done.
Wait, look.
The spinning bricks,
right?
Here, I'm gonna find it. Asshole.
Dude, it's time for feed image comparison. We got Jack Black.
Yes,
Blake
Peachy,
Buck.
Work that out.
Yeah. Okay, do a triple
brick.
So we got
Blake Buck
in the middle, and then on the left Jack Black, and on the right a brick. And don't just put it like a brick from a house there. I'm on to your games, Peachy. All right, well, that does it for this week of the best damn podcast ever. If you guys got any feedback for us, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com, or we prefer the telephone at 845-BATTLE-9. You can donate to it at donate@bestdamnpodcastever.com. Again, I'd like to say fuck you to Podcast Alley just one more time. And also, we have to thank Peachy, our new audio editor, for doing such a great job. Peachy, make sure to clean us up, make us sound like we know what we're talking about.
And also Pseudo Sushi, who's hard at work at the moment on our new heat.
See, you need to set up whatever he needs. Get that going. Look, Pseudo Sushi, I'm trying. I'm trying to get him to work for you. That's the only way. I think it's funny, like, the majority of the way we communicate with the people that work for us is through the show. Pseudo Sushi, I need this. I expect it by the time I say this again. All right, and from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Lee Miller.
I am Justin Fick.
And we will see you next time. Oh, wait.
Perfect. And lazy into every motherfucker in his house.
And we will see you next time.